Between the weak U.S. dollar and subprime mortgage crisis, the economy has seen better times. The rising price of fuel and commodities may compel people to watch their spending. But Bruce Moffitt, executive director of the Wisconsin Community Fund, says he's not too worried yet.
We tend to have an older donor base, people whose values were shaped by the social movements of the 60s and 70s. So some of those folks are a little more insulated from some of the ups and downs of the economy, at least among our major donors.
Moffitt says he'll know more by the end of the fiscal year in late June. He says one factor that could influence charitable donations is the presidential race, with many of their donors steering money at a political candidate or party. Meanwhile, Joanne Stormer, interim director of the Wisconsin Nonprofits Association, says even during hard economic times, charities have fared okay in the last 7 years. She says in that period, major events such as 9/11, Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, and similar disasters have spurred people to help their fellow man.
People do have a sense, historically, of looking at what's happening in a crisis and responding either with the dollars that they can do or with the volunteer hours or both. And maybe what they will do is look at the accountability of the nonprofit and where the money is going to.
Stormer says while people are good to be shrewd in reviewing a nonprofit charity, they should allow for some overhead expenses like administrative costs versus what's called direct services provided to an affected community or group. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.